It's time for That's Tourism on Ocean 100, and we're going to dig into one of the tastiest parts of PEI's visitor experience today, culinary tourism. Joining us is Chef Michael Smith. He's one of Canada's best-known chefs and a passionate ambassador for Prince Edward Island and a good friend of ours here at the show. Michael is the owner of the award-winning Inn at Bay Fortune and its signature dining experience, Fireworks, where guests enjoy farm-to-table meals that showcase the very best of island ingredients and hospitality. As a longtime tourism operator, cookbook author, and advocate for sustainable food, Chef Michael has helped shape PEI's reputation as Canada's food island. Let's welcome Chef Michael Smith to the show. Hello, sir.
Hey, thank you, Darcy. What a wind-up.
great to have you here. And obviously, you are the perfect person to talk to when we're chatting about culinary tourism. So let's get right down to it, okay?
Sure.
What role do you think food plays in attracting visitors to PEI?
I don't think we can overstate the role that food plays here on the island. Tourism all over the world is driven by food. Often, though, that food experience, wherever it happens to be, isn't really grounded or authentic. It's just big and special. But here on Prince Edward Island, we are a food island. We are a place where people get up in the morning, go to work, work hard, sometimes put their lives at risk to produce food for the rest of us. And it is so authentic here. It is so bound into us that we can't help but be excellent. And that's what has made our culinary tourism product here so super strong. It is the authenticity that we're surrounded by.
So obviously you chose PEI as home base for your business and your career, but what actually inspired you to become a tourism operator in addition to being a chef?
Wow, what a story. You know, 35 years or so ago, I washed up here for a summer job, and, you know, I'm so glad I did. And all these years later with Chaz, my wife, to come back to the inn where I started 10 years ago and buy it and reinvent it. The whole time, though, every bit of this has been inspired by this island, by the just the true authenticity of it. And I think in many ways, I benefited by coming from away. You know, I'm an islander by choice. I became a Canadian 10 minutes after I became eligible. And and I guess my point is that this place, sometimes you need to come from away to fully see what's so special around you. You know, sometimes you need to leave, like so many of our kids. But they always come back, don't they? This truly is a world-class place, and we make food here. And that's why culinary tourism is what's driving this place.
Incredible. Let's chat quick about, you know, the Inn at Bay Fortune and Fireworks for this season. You know, a job in tourism, a career in tourism is obviously a great call. What do you have available, and like, why is it such a great call to get involved?
It is a career path forward, and it's a wonderful way to connect to the island and live and be here and do something special and unique and just be a part of the greater. For us, of course, we've got more or less 100 staff at the inn. We're at this point in the year, we're of course full. We've hired everyone we need to at this point. But that's okay, because moving forward, there's so many opportunities, whether it's with us or here on the island, you know, and I think all the young people hearing me understand that, you know, this is a true way. If you're just drawn to this island and the place, there's so many ways to express that through tourism.
I have to say, I always love interacting with you, and your love of your work and joy for the island is so palpable. Like, it's incredible. You're a great role model, and thank you for taking the time to speak with us again today.
Wow. Thank you, Jill. Thanks.